One advantage of attending Stony Brook is that it's close to New York City. There are several ways to travel to New York City from our campus. If you don't want to worry about traffic on the roads, you can take the train. But the price of a train is $20, while a bus ticket is only $11. This is true. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, you could take the bus to New York City.
What is the price of a bus ticket?
The price of a bus ticket is $11.
Did you say the price of a bus ticket is $15?
No, the price of I said that the price of the bus ticket is $11. Oh, New York City offers a wide variety of activities in different neighborhoods. Soho has many interesting shops and boutiques. The Lower East Side has many bars and clubs for dancing, and the West Village is a great place to watch foreign film movies.
Go shopping in Soho?
Yes, you could go shopping in Soho.
And what can you watch in the West Village?
In the West Village is a good place to watch foreign movies.
Did you say that in the West Village you can watch Hollywood movies?
I said that you could watch foreign film movies.
Could you read that again?
Manhattan has many parks where people like to walk, bike, and play ball. The largest park is Central Park, which stretches from Fifth Avenue to Eighth Avenue. The newest park is Highline Park, which was built on an old train 30 feet above street level. This park continues for almost 2 miles above the 11th Avenue.
Is the Highline Park above street level?
The Highline Park is 30 feet above the street level.
And the Highline Park is above Fifth Avenue, right?
Which one do you ask? Sorry,
The Highline
the
Park above
Highline.
Fifth Avenue.
No, the Highline Park is on 11th Avenue.
Please read that sentence again.
There are many historic landmarks you can visit in New York City. The Brooklyn Bridge, which is one of the oldest bridges in the USA, connects Manhattan and Brooklyn. The Cloister is another historic landmark that you can visit. It is located on North Manhattan, and you can take the subway there. It is part of the Metropolitan Museum and has a beautiful garden too.
The Cloisters is part of the Metropolitan Museum, right?
Yes, the Cloister is a part of the Metropolitan Museum.
And the Cloisters is located in southern Manhattan, right?
No, it's located in North Manhattan.
Please read the sentence again.
The American continent is divided in two subcontinents. The continent of North America and South America are linked by the Panama Canal. The Rocky Mountains run along the western side of North America, while the Andes runs along the west coast of South America. The highest peak in the American continent is located in the Andes.
The American continent consists of North and South America, right?
Yes, the American continent is divided in North and South America.
And Rocky Mountains are located in South America, right?
No. The Rocky Mountains are located in North America.
Please read the sentences.
In order to make driving safer, There are many ways that roads can help guide traffic. Depending on the color of the line in the center of the road, traffic can either go one way or two ways. One-way roads use white lines, and two-way roads use yellow lines. A dotted line means that cars can cross into other lane, while a solid line means that cars cannot cross into the other lane. Yes, solid lines means that car can't cross into another lane.
And two-way roads use white lines, right?
Sorry?
Two-way roads use white lines, right?
Two-way roads use yellow lines.
Okay. Could you repeat this?
Lifestyles in rural areas are different from those in urban areas. Wildlife is more frequently found in rural areas than in urban areas. Rural areas often have fewer job opportunities and higher unemployment rates. The main source of income in rural areas is agriculture.
Is wildlife more frequently found in rural areas?
Yes. Wildlife is more frequently found on rural areas.
And agriculture is the main source of income in urban areas, right?
No, agriculture is the main source of income in rural areas.
Okay.